Mr. Drake, reel 21. So we're still looking at the still from the Army Film Unit footage of 27th of February, 43. And you moved forward further up the hill with the brand new assign.
Yes, well, once we'd engaged the their machine gun and silenced it, I decided to see what I could do about the mortar, which I know was implanted in between the two bullets. That's the information I had. So I took the Bren gun and crawled more or less about 10 yards, that's all. It wasn't a great distance, because we were close on top of the perimeter of the hill. So I crawled forward to the perimeter, and sure enough, when I looked down, I had some field glasses. I noticed two spotters on the side of the hill with the wire running from them, which was looked to be going down to the multiple barrel mortar, which was there down at the bottom. And I saw all the Germans who were operating it all the way around. However, I decided to knock the spotters out for a start off, so that they didn't know where the gun would be, the mortars would be firing. So I knocked the two spotters out of commission, and then I concentrated on the mortar itself, and I sprayed it all with the machine gun, and I certainly knocked it out of commission.
About how far away do you think they were from where you were?
Oh, they were only at the bottom of the hill. There was quite, I could see them plainly, even without field glasses. With the field glasses, of course, I could pick the wire up, which there was, the spotters was giving instructions to the mortar.
Could you just explain this terrain, Mr. Drake, in terms of these undulating hills that we see on the stills?
Well, the ground itself approaching was very boggy in places. There's been a fair amount of rain, and of course the river was coming down through the mountains and winded its way back through to the low side of Sedgenade. The hills on the left, I never had the opportunity of getting on those, as my commission was to do something so that these troops of ours could go and re-establish themselves in those hills.
Who do you think provided the information that there was a mortar there?
Probably the first attack, who made the first attack on that side.
But so you
I knew there was a mortar there, and I knew there was a machine gun there.
So your action was probably after the first attack?
Probably after the first attack, because they said that that hill was clear, and but there was this particular machine gun and the mortar down in the bottom, which they hadn't been able to deal with, and my job was to engage them.
Now, your second major action, the decoy action,
yeah.
Could you just describe where that would be in relation to these hills?
Well, that, in relation to those hills, it would be about midway between Sedgenade and them hills.
So further back?
I can't see on the stills any of the Arab compound which was there. A few stone buildings and the cactus trees all around it.
Right, we've now looking at one of the stills which was taken from the film.
That's right, the cactus trees, yeah.
And according to the cameraman's report, this was from the Arab village, and the still has a hut in the foreground.
Yeah, well, in the what I always like to term as being a decoy job, it shows, of course, this stone Arab compound and the thatched roof, and also quite the cactus trees which I described in my interview.
And that's just...
You see these cactus trees, you see, all the way around. And there's where... this, of course, was set afire before we left when we'd run out of ammunition.
That's the still of one of the huts.
That's the still of one of the huts. There were one or two more, but that looks like the main one. And that's where the ammunition was dumped for one of the companies. I'm not sure whether it was C or D company, but my information was there was a lot of ammunition there, which the company who'd used it as an ammunition dump had left behind. So it was an ideal place as far as I were concerned. We were going to have plenty of ammunition when our job, of course, was to stop the enemy from attacking Sedgenade from that area.
Right. Thank you very much. I think we just about covered it.
Yeah.